When people talk about using hydrogen to power cars and trucks, there's good news and bad news. We'll check it out today on Engineering Works. When you first think about using hydrogen to replace gasoline or diesel fuel, it seems perfect. There's lots of it and it burns cleanly, leaving behind only water. No nasty carbon emissions. It's when you get into the details that things don't look so good. First, hydrogen molecules are tiny. So tiny that they can leak right through seals and valves that hold gasoline or diesel fuel just fine. Second, hydrogen is less energy dense than fossil fuels. A gallon of hydrogen can do less work than a gallon of, say, gasoline. Third, hydrogen can be handled most efficiently when it's cold, really cold, like 33 degrees above absolute zero. You've got to be really careful when you're dealing with anything that cold. And last, there are millions of gas stations all over the globe, but at last count, there were fewer than a dozen hydrogen fueling stations. Engineers in Europe are adapting technology developed for the Ariane rocket to make hydrogen more useful in earthbound vehicles. Items like double-walled tanks to keep the hydrogen cold and seals designed to keep it from leaking, plus new technology to get it from the tank to the engine efficiently. It's a big step toward making hydrogen actually work here on the ground. We use gasoline, not hydrogen, but we're still done. See you next time. Engineering Works is made possible by Texas A&M Engineering and produced by KAMU-FM in College Station.